Welcome to the Biography Perspectives presented by a fifth grade class somewhere in the Webosphere. Today's podcasts are based on the book The Man Who Made Time Travel, written by Catherine Lasky and illustrated by Kevin Hawks. Our segments include Noteworthy Interview and Inspired Poem. Enjoy.
We're here today with William Harrison and Nevo Maximus, so let's watch them.
Hello, Nevo.
Hello, hello, my dear friend William.
Okay, is it true that all of your clocks are not succeed on C?
Well, my fourth one was only 3 hours off.
How bad did you want that prize of 10, no 11, no 20,000 pounds of sterling?
Well, it doesn't really matter, but you have to admit that doing the distance was quite impressive.
Oh boy. Well, you didn't do all those things for yourself. You had others helping you.
Well, that is true, but I did work hard.
My father did it all by himself. He was 21 years old when he rang bells at the church. He also was a carpenter who discovered that bells and clocks were a lot alike. Were you?
The lunar distance method was made of beautiful stars, so it failed, and
my father made H1, H2, H3, H4, and H5, and I helped him with H3 and cared for H4 like a little baby.
I can stand for this. I'm getting out of here. The lunar distance was much more, better than your father's clocks.
Bye.
Thank you for enjoying our shows. You meet next time with George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Comparison, John Harrison. This poem is about the longitude and latitude problem. John Harrison, with his invention, got people's attention with his clocks.
On October 22nd, 1707, sailors crashed on their ship and they went to heaven.
John had to mention his invention to get their attention because the clock was still on the dock from the weight in the crate.
John made his first clock. He called it H1. But when he made H3, he had his own son.
When H2 was done, he asked his son, "Does it weigh a ton?"
They walked to the dock to test the clock.
H1 shattered, the pieces scattered, this mattered.
H5 was the same, except for the name that wasn't lame.
The clock clinged to the king, but the guys would not give him the prize, so he cries.
At one time, John was a zero, but then he became an American hero.
We have no more time,
so we cannot rhyme.
Bye-bye.
Today's biography was selected from the annotated book list, Notable Social Studies Trade Books for Young People 2004, which is distributed yearly through the collaboration of the National Council for the Social Studies and the Children's Book Council. You can find the list at www.socialstudies.org/resources/notable.